started at Nuki Youth a long time ago now, it feels. So yeah, it's nice to be back here.
What was your inspiration? What made you get into it?
I don't know. I just think I was, you know, always kicking a ball around in the garden with my cousins and family, friends, and just loved it from an early age. And yeah, I think at the time when I was growing up, there wasn't many female footballers and figures to look up to. But yeah, it definitely started to, you know, with the likes of Kelly Smith and people like that. So they were the kind of people I wanted to be like.
Did school help you get into it?
Yeah, definitely. At school, I played for the school boys teams, and all the lads there were so great and welcoming. So yeah, that definitely played a part.
Oh, that's good. How was it playing for your local team?
Yeah, great. Yeah, I'm a proper Nuki girl. I love it down here. And yeah, it was great to be able to play with the boys. Were all so welcoming and really helped me, you know, play with the boys. It was nice.
So what do you think about the success of the Nuki ladies team?
Yeah, it's really great to see. I think for a few years they didn't have a team. So it's great to see them back and, you know, getting promoted. It's so good for local football down here. And yeah, especially for me, it's so lovely to see them do success.
You're not tempted to come back and play?
I don't think so. Maybe one day when I'm older, it might be fun, but yeah, not anytime soon.
So what's in your future football-wise?
Yeah, I just want to keep hopefully progressing, you know, play at the highest level I can. Enjoy my football and hopefully, you know, get back into the England seniors. That's definitely a big goal. And yeah, I know it comes with time and I'm still only young and hopefully I can do that.
So if there are any young people not sure about joining a sports team, what would you say to them?
Oh, I'd say definitely do it. I think, you know, it's a really inclusive space and it helps you meet new friends and grow communication skills. And yeah, it's just great to be outside and the fitness aspect as well. Yeah, I'd really encourage it. It's a great place to be.
It's nice to be part of a team rather than worrying about being on your own.
Yeah, definitely. I think being a part of a team is really special. And as I said, the people you'll meet along the way is the best part.
So what would you tell a younger Katie? Now you've had all these worldwide experiences going around the world. What would you tell a younger Katie?
I'd tell her just keep smiling, keep enjoying it. I think I did. I did love it as a kid. I don't think she could have quite imagined what was going to happen the years to come and the success that I've been really lucky to have. I'd just tell her, you know, keep enjoying it, keep smiling, because one day you're gonna do things that you dreamt of. So yeah.
And your mum and dad must be so proud.
Yeah, you know, I'm so thankful to them. I think, you know, they were so committed to driving me everywhere in the country, up and down Cornwall, in Devon as well. So yeah, I'm so thankful to them. I don't think I would be here without their support.